Welcome to Proverbs 31 Ministries Encouragement for Today for October 14th, 2019. Today's devotion is titled, When You Feel Like You're Drowning in Bad Decisions by Sharon James. Our key verse is from Psalm 144, verse 7a, which says, Reach down your hand from on high, deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters. The current swift and fierce, I could feel my body being swept away like a hollow reed. I was a six-year-old, 40-pound wisp of a girl with gangly arms who vowed she could do anything her 11-year-old, mischievous brother Stuart could do. Standing on the soul-blistering sand, I watched as Stuart and his friend plunged into the briny waters where the Atlantic Ocean merged with the intercoastal waterway. The boys had one goal: swim across to a sandbar some 100 feet away. This was where the waves gave way to calm, salt water gave way to fresh, and sand gave way to soil. But apparent tranquil water on the surface was in reality a strong undercurrent that sucked the ocean away from its home. Like a lovesick puppy, I watched as the boys dove in and swam away. I want to go too, I called out. You're just a kid, Stuart yelled back. You stay there. You can't come. It's not fair, I stormed. He gets to do everything. You stay here with us, my dad instructed. You're too little. It's not safe. My dad's remarks only made me more determined to prove them wrong. If he can do it, I can do it, I mumbled. I always get left behind. When my dad turned around, I saw my chance and dove into the water. I was no match for the force of the undertow and the pull of the current. Very quickly, my body was swept away with the ocean salt, sand, and silt into the fresh water. My salty tears mixed with the briny water, my small cries for help went unheard, and my family grew smaller. Dad turned to see the boys were almost there. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed my small splashes. Propelled by panic, Dad dove into the water and cut through the menacing current. He reached out and grabbed me to his side. With one arm, he fought the current, and the other held me tight. We finally made it ashore. My dad had rescued me. My dad was not a perfect man. He certainly made his share of mistakes, but that day, he represented a good God and Father to me. Have you ever been in a similar situation? Perhaps you've jumped into deep waters that appeared calm on the surface, but hid an undertow of trouble. Perhaps you've envied others headed in a certain direction and felt you were missing all the fun. Don't go there, your Heavenly Father warns. It's not safe. But why do they get to have all the fun, you whine? I always get left behind. Then, when you think God isn't looking, you jump. Before you know it, you're swept away in the current of poor choices, sucked down by the undertow of self-centeredness, pulled away as your Father grows strangely small. When we ignore our Father's warnings, we forfeit His safe shore and plunge into the ocean of harm's way. The undertow of wrong choices, the rising tide of moral danger. Perhaps that's where you are right now. If so, there is hope. You only have to call out to your Heavenly Father for help, and He will pull you safely to shore. David cried out in Psalm 31, verse 2, which says, Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. And he pleaded, Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, in Psalm 144, verse 7a. As God told Moses at the burning bush, He sees, He hears. He's concerned, and He rescues. Maybe you're thinking, you don't know what a mess I've made of my life. You're right, I don't. But I do know how badly I've messed up. And guess what? There's no place we can go where His arm is too short to reach down and rescue us. No matter what your relationship with your earthly father has been, you have a very concerned heavenly Father who sees you, hears you, and stands ready to rescue you. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so glad your arm is never too short to save me, to pull me out of the difficult places of life. Forgive me for ignoring the Holy Spirit's warnings and jumping into treacherous waters I should have avoided. Give me strength to walk away when I feel that check in my spirit that says, "Don't go there." I love you, Lord, and I thank you for being my rescuer, my rock, and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Our truth for today verse is Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear. To connect with today's devotion author, Sharon Janes, stop by our website, proverbs31.org/read, to learn more about her book, Enough, Silencing the Lies That Steal Your Confidence, where you'll learn how to recognize the lies, reject them, and replace them with truth. And now it's your turn to reflect and respond. What's one situation you need your Heavenly Father to rescue you from today? Do you believe He is able? Share your thoughts with us in the comments section. Thanks so much for listening. Proverbs 31 Ministries is a nonprofit international ministry. When you purchase items from p31bookstore.com, all the proceeds go directly back into helping us minister to others. It's all part of our mission to help women know the truth and live the truth, because it changes everything. And be sure to stop by our website, proverbs31.org/read, where you can leave a comment or connect with Sharon Janes on social media.